שלום לכם, תודה שאתם מצטרפים אלינו.
Hello and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael. Hello. And today we'd like to talk about leadership in the Corona age. Today, leading, governing people, today people that are leaders of countries have a serious problem. They're perplexed. It's not easy. We'll try to understand the complicated relationship between leadership and the public in these times of distress. Difficult times. This is a multifaceted crisis that we're experiencing, economical, health, social. And like Owen said, I do not envy any leader that has to make decisions today and lead the public into this picture of uncertainty. We have no idea how does this virus really behave. We're sailing in stormy seas. We have no idea how the waves be. And in this situation, leadership has to govern the people. This is what the people are expecting, for the leadership to take them to better places. The question is, how should the attitude toward the public on part of leadership and taking care of the public be different in times of crisis than in our day-to-day ordinary life? Dr. Lightman, I don't know what you mean by routine. For me, according to what I understand, we're in a crisis for many years now, and that now people feel that they're losing their workplaces, that there is no normal supervision. It's a new state for the public, but really, I talked about this crisis even a few decades ago. Leaders did not see it coming. For them, this is too a new reality. Dr. Lightman, leaders today don't predict anything either. They expect of, you know, people that study and take care of the public, they do according to what they learned. I see it differently because I'm engaged in the wisdom of Kabbalah. That's where I see it coming from. Yet, what I want to focus on is the connection between the public and its leaders. We have our normal day-to-day life where I understand that back then already, it was possible, or people that studied the wisdom of Kabbalah could predict the things that are going on beneath the surface. Now, if we look at what's going on right now, this is a period like no other. We went through wars, through austerity, through many things, but something like this we haven't experienced yet, Dr. Lightman. But we talked about it, Owen, right? Owen, right. But it's not about what we said and what the wisdom of Kabbalah and how it sees things, but we're talking about public leadership. Dr. Lightman, they can't see anything. I'm not blaming them. But this is how an ordinary person from the public, or even someone who's not superior, can't see that. Owen, we're not blaming anyone. We're only trying to solve the problem. We're in a situation. Suppose the country of Israel, like all other countries, is in a situation now called the coronavirus era that breaks everything that we had up until now. In this reality, we have to take daily decisions about the social state, health issues, when should we make limitations, when should we relieve things, where do you do this, when do you do that. Someone has to manage all of this, which are the heads of state. Let's call them leadership. They understand more, they understand less. This is the leadership that we have, and this is what we have to work with. Now, the state of Israel went through wars, several very hard wars. We cry together. We experience austerity together. My father used to tell me how they had to give food to their neighbors, to friends, things like this, like that. Things that seem from fairy tales, but it happened here in this country, and somehow we overcame it. Today, we're in a state, I don't even know how to call it. Is there something that leadership today can learn from previous leaders that lived in this country in order to better deal with this crisis? We're not yet in the same states as they've been in. Where do you see today people that can't get bread? I think that there's no such person that really doesn't have bread at home, maybe a few vegetables. For himself, for his family, that he really doesn't have it. He'll go and nonetheless find. Even on the street, he'll find it. He'll go to different places, shops. There are people that hand out food, establishments. We know that that's how it is, but not like back then. Therefore, we can't compare the corona state with the state of austerity that we had. There are people that couldn't meet their basic needs. They didn't have food. Today, it's more about stress, uncertainty. That the current situation doesn't feel pleasant, doesn't feel good. It's a bit more because people are more pampered. Yael, and what challenges do leaders face? Dr. Leitman, leaders have to tell people the truth. First of all, they themselves have to see the truth, and I hope that they do. But if they don't, we can tell them that 80% of the people will not have work. They simply won't. And they will have to sit at home and to work on, to learn the method of connection, to work on their connection. This is what nature is demanding of us, to be connected between us and with nature. We have to go back to the integral mechanism, to the mechanism of Adam HaRishon, where we are as one man and one heart. Yael, meaning what? Dr. Leitman, where we all are interdependent, helping each other in order to be friends, to be good toward each other, to be as one man and one heart. Yael, so leadership should see that the crisis is growing and to tell the truth that we're going toward worse times than now. Dr. Leitman, I don't want to say worse times, worse how? If we won't want to accept the plan of nature, things are going to be hard, but if we do, things are going to be nice and easy. Yael, suppose you can give the government a plan that can really, that based on this plan, they could lead the public to a better, safer place. Dr. Leitman, there is a need for national education, and I'm talking about this at least for the past 30 years. Owen, a plan for national education, what does that mean, Dr. Leitman? To teach the people that they have to be eventually as one man in one heart, to connect to that, to know how to overcome the gap, the mutual rejection, the rift that exists between people, how to better connect. This is something that the public really has to understand, grasp, realize. Owen, suppose you see that in upcoming years, unemployment is going to surge more and more. Previously, you said a number that I don't even want to repeat. Suppose you're a leader looking into the future, seeing where is everything headed. The public that you're leading don't see this picture right now. This isn't their reality. All their hopes are in the opposite direction, that unemployment will decrease and they'll go back to their life. Now, you as a leader have a problem. You said that the first principle, the first challenge of leadership is first of all to tell people the truth. Dr. Leitman, slowly, like to a baby. I'm not telling you, this isn't what I meant. Oh, and explain, please, Dr. Leitman. Suppose today you have to explain to taxi drivers that in 2 years, there will be no more taxi drivers. Everything's going to be autonomous cars. How do you explain this to them? And if you explain or don't, will they take to the streets for you to do something? Can they stop this trend? It's like you'd explain that we are not going to allow computers to enter every home. You can't. There's a process that has to happen. In this process, and we're seeing this now, that everything's artificial. Whatever we do won't bring things back. It's not a virus, but that's the trend, where we're getting rid of different unnecessary works that are needless in the new society. They're needless. We see it. People are also losing the desire for it, the taste. You don't need all these boutiques. It's not that I'm against it. I'm talking about society that's developing. It needs all of these things less and less. All of these artificial things that were made in order to make money. Society is losing the taste for these things. Look at the younger generation. What do they need? They need sneakers. Some t-shirt, a rag, and that's it? Oh, and my children have beautiful clothes in their closet that are in their closet that they never wore since then. Dr. Leitman, so you're a dinosaur. Great. Yael, you described the situation as is, and people are starting to feel that maybe it's redundant, that, okay, maybe we don't need it. Something is calming down in that section. Along with this, we're still in a crisis of uncertainty, and we do expect leadership to lead us someplace. So what is the role of leadership? What is it supposed to lead us to, and how? Another thing is, what does the public need to do in this state? How should it relate to the leadership? And what does the public itself have to do? Dr. Leitman, it all has to come together. Leadership and the public and everything, they have to work together. We are in a crisis that catches everyone, starting with president and down to the last person. We have to understand that this is the direction in which nature is going, and that we have to keep it. Let's try and do that. The direction of nature is simple, that we will not be able to further deplete our planet, burn different fuels, do different works that aren't necessary. Oh, and by the way, Why are you so sure about this? We've been talking about this for the past 20, 30 years and nothing changed. Okay, so there's a hybrid car, less polluting. My neighbor has an electric car. It doesn't pollute at all. Why do you feel that today, in the age of Corona, like nature is signaling us that we have to calm everything down in terms of the way we use nature? Dr. Lightman, to calm man down, to stop depleting nature in different ways, hybrid, not hybrid, for a person to calm down, that he has different work to do. Different work, which is how to connect with each other in a way that we build a new humanity.
Yael,
what is the role of leaders, Dr. Lightman? A leader has to set an example of how to treat other people and nature in this new era. He has to now launch a plan of national education so that everyone from morning till evening will have the opportunity to learn how to be a correct human being in order to succeed, in order to profit in the new era in which you don't have work like you did before. But there will be different kind of work. What kind? Social kinds of work. Working on our connection. So we're headed toward a period where economy has to shift, or the world of labor has to be directed towards this, that we have to train people. Dr. Lightman, we have to teach people how to connect, Yael, which means what? Dr. Lightman, you attribute zero importance to it, but it is actually what is 100% important. Yael, so what is education for connection? Dr. Lightman, how are we supposed to be connected in order to be a society that is in an integral and global nature in equivalence of form with the global and integral nature, that society will not be opposed to nature, but that nature will accept humanity nicely, in a good way, so that we won't feel that there's some kind of virus working against us. But it all depends on our relations and the relations between us and nature. Oh, and what kind of relations should people work on in order to be connected to nature in a good way instead of getting blows like the corona? Dr. Lightman, you know this also from the Torah or from other places, to be connected as one man and one heart, where all of Israel are friends, to show the entire world what is the method of connection for human society. This is something that we have to do. Oh, and so you're saying that the role of leadership is to look ahead and to start working our way through from where we are. On the horizon is the connection between people, where they're connected to nature, and that's why everyone's well off. Now, after we've depicted this pretty picture, now you're saying that there has to be a national plan of how do we come closer to that state. Now, the first thing is that a leader has to set an example. What kind of example should leadership set? Dr. Lightman, that it supports this national plan, educational plan, that in its eyes, it's also the most important thing to build a new human being in this new era. Owen, and what is a new leader, Dr. Lightman, that supports it all? Owen, how does he relate to other leaders around him? Dr. Leighton, he wants to pull them to the same task. Owen, but you know, in the leadership of any country, every country has a leadership, and leadership consists of opposing forces. Now, these opposing forces are opposed. So how should a leadership work in order to be more suited for the connected world? Dr. Leitman, they have to show the entire world and all countries and all people and all nations that they support connection between everyone. Owen, and what about the relations in the system of leadership? Dr. Leitman, love covers all crimes. They have to show this inclination. Owen, toward what? Dr. Leitman, rising above, connecting above the differences. Owen, usually these disputes are as a result of the ego. Dr. Leitman, there's just one thing here. There's nature, or in Gematria, it's the creator in Hebrew. Doesn't matter. It determines what has to happen to people. People, they don't have a say here. Owen, okay. Today in every country, there is a dispute in leadership that on the one hand we have to keep public health, and we see that we're failing in this regard. People are becoming more and more people are becoming infected. On the other hand, we can't paralyze the country. From these two extremes, and you can find leaders that are on the one side and leaders on the other side, but eventually the public is one that has to get guidelines from their leadership. How are leaders supposed to deal with these two extremes? Health on the one side, freedom on the other. How does leadership deal with these very practical disputes? You think this, I think that, but the public is one. And eventually they have to get instructions. I can't solve this. Dr. Leitman, you can't solve it. All in true? Dr. Leitman, of course, in this kind of approach, of course, it's you can't solve anything. They have to rise above their narrow ego. They have to understand that there is a program in nature, and it is what's right, this program, and it controls, and not the one opinion of the leaders or another opinion of the leaders that all comes from the narrow ego of each of them who wants to be in power, not even understanding that his entire desire, their contradicting desires, are a result of their desire to be in power. They don't even understand that. They think that, yeah, we're justfully doing it to the benefit of people. But this is where it comes from. We have to learn what does nature want of us. And this is what we have to keep and realize. And nature wants just one thing. Connection. Not according to what one leader says or the other leader says. Not according to these two ends. But upon all of this, love covers all crimes. Owen, what are these crimes that you're talking about? If the leader is corrupt, let's throw him in jail. Dr. Leitman, no, crimes meaning that everyone's working with their ego toward others. Owen, that people see only out of their own interest? Dr. Leitman, yeah. Owen, so what does the public do? When the public sees that the leaders are only interested in their own interest, they lose faith in the leadership. Dr. Leitman, of course, that's already gone. That ship has sailed. Owen, so what does the public do? Dr. Leitman, nothing. Go and hang out on the streets. Oh, and there are those that do, and there are people that are still still didn't come out since the last quarantine. Today I have everything. In everything, there are extremes, but still, we have to run a country here, a society. There have to come instructions from leadership to the public. How do we start restoring this mechanism? Dr. Lightman, according to national education of love covers all crimes and only, you can't do anything else. You can't take one leader and on the other side another leader, but there has to be someone between them that will force them to work together. Yael, so it also has to be, the leadership have to be educated in parallel to the education that the public has to get. We all have to enter this kind of national education system, Dr. Lightman. All true. Yael, jumping a few years forward, we've all gone through this educational system. What are the right ties, connection between the leadership and the public in that state? Dr. Lightman, leadership understands the public. The public understands the leadership. And between them, there's peace and tranquility and mutual understanding. Yeah, what kind of support does the public have to give leadership? Dr. Lightman, they go with it. Oh, and how come, Dr. Lightman? Because leadership keeps things according to the laws of nature. Only nature can be above us. Not one or the other, and you can bring another thousand who and whatever. Only according to the laws of nature. Oh, and our time's up. Can you summarize what's the most important thing about leadership in the time of Corona? Dr. Lightman, leadership in the time of Corona has to know what the wisdom of Kabbalah says, having to give the public, helping them to keep the laws of nature, where love covers all crimes, having to give public an example of how to do it. Owen, thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. Thank you, Yael. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.